91.3 KXCI Tucson. Real people, real radio.
Good afternoon, Tucson. Thanks for joining us at 91.3 KXCI Radio, where our broad community with many perspectives comes together. And that community is you. This is Aspen Green with my co-host, Kathy Harris, and we're bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. You can learn more on our Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org. Are you feeling stuck and yearning for self-care and meaningful change? Marilyn Fitzgerald, the president of Spirit Mind Body LLC, is with us today to help us transform our lives. She has written a 31-day guided wellness journal to help us along to create a lifestyle of living well. I'm really ready to hear about this, Kathy.
I am too, Aspen. I am definitely in need of some transformation, body and mind. Marilyn Fitzgerald is a lifestyle coach, training facilitator, and speaker with a focus on holistic health. As the president of Spirit Mind Body LLC and MDF Communications Incorporated, she's been a contributing writer to many health and wellness publications, including Conscious Choice Magazine. She was the former co-host of the Les Brown radio show, which focused on personal development topics. She is author of Change Your Mind, Change Your Life, The Spirit of a Winner, a guided wellness journal, which we'll be talking about today. She is a professional personal trainer, and she has been a competitive athlete since her teen years, playing tennis and doing triathlons. She's a longtime practitioner and trainer of emotional intelligence tools to release negative emotions. Marilyn has earned a Master's Plus certificate and a license to teach metaphysical studies and science of the mind from the Universal Foundation for Better Living in Chicago. Marilyn has been a partner with cellular nutrition companies for many years, with whom she studies and practices nutrition for optimal health. She's presented workshops and seminars in and around Chicago, Phoenix, and nationwide. Marilyn further shares her passion for health and fitness by serving on many committees for health fitness, such as the American Heart Association, Stroke and Heart Attack Prevention, and the American Cancer Society. Her mission with her partnership with the Enagic Company is to change the health and lives of others by inspiring them to change the quality of the water they drink. Marilyn, welcome to Broad Perspectives.
Thank you so much. Thank you for asking me. Now I'm excited to share why I love journaling today.
Well, great. We're anxious to hear about it. But, you know, after that resume I just read, it's obvious that health and wellness is not just a hobby with you. I suspect it's pretty much your life. Tell us why and when you became interested in it.
Well, I grew up playing tennis, downhill ski racing, long distance cycling. I did a bunch of triathlons, so I cut all my hair off and never went back. I became really more interested in my health when I really found that I was, at the time I was on the radio with Les Brown and I had brain fog. It was almost like a feeling of being drunk, but you're not drunk. That led me to being more in tune with my body and my emotions. Even though I was traveling a lot speaking, I started to really pay attention to what was going in my body, how I was thinking, and I started to track it. He was challenged with prostate issues. And so he had us to interview a person who was a holistic healer. And we had her on our show and I told her my symptoms and she asked me to come and meet with her. And I found out that I have a overgrowth of bad bacteria in my gut. I got to be more gut conscious as to what's going on in my gut and how it affects your brain. I started a eating lifestyle of eating more plant-based and mostly raw foods instead of cooked foods. And that journey led me to awakening of more energy, more awareness, really be in tune with my emotions too. Later on, I started to be challenged with fibroid tumors. And instead of having them surgically removed, I got to understand why are they in my body, what causes them, and how am I responsible for them. And so I got to get on the journey of really understanding how I'm thinking, how I'm feeling, and how my body's responding to it. And so it led me to journaling to pay more attention to not being a victim, but what am I doing to myself? And so that journey has led me over now 2 decades now be able to influence people to really pay more attention to what they're thinking, what they're feeling, and how their food relationship is.
Wow, that is so fascinating. You know, I've had a couple incidents of brain fog myself over the last 10 years, and it's a very scary thing. It never occurred to me that it might be connected to food, and I always figured it was just stress, but could be a lot of things. You know, your educational background is so interesting too. You've got a master's plus certificate and a license to teach metaphysical studies and science of the mind. What made you go to the Universal Foundation for Better Living for that particular degree, and how is that related to health and wellness?
Well, there was a time in my life where I had all the things that I needed materially. I had a nice house, I was earning good money, nice car, and I just felt empty. I felt like something was missing. I just really needed a bounce back. I attended a service where they started talking about the mind and how the mind works and how we're responsible for it, what's happening. And it started to make sense to me. And that journey led me to really understanding not only how my mind works, what am I designed to do? Just like I reference people about dogs, there are certain types of breeds of dogs and they act a certain way. Well, we were designed to act a certain way too. And I got to know that we have certain powers within us that most people don't even know that are activated when we oftentimes are in a situation and we don't even know we have the power to change things. And so that led me to saying, you know, I want more control of my life. I don't want to be a victim. I want to walk through the world not being a victim. I want to be in control of my life. And so
Okay.
that started the process.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. And I'm thinking that talking with you today is very timely, being the beginning of January, because I think we can all relate to how every year we think we're going to become healthier, we're going to go to the gym, we're going to eat healthier, we're going to lose weight. And pretty much every year we last about a week or two and then we give up on it. Why do you think that happens so much? We have such good intentions.
Well, intentions are great, but we form habits. Those habits are what you call programs. It's just like driving a car. When you started driving a car, you were conscious of braking, you were conscious of steering, you were conscious of turning on the blinkers. And then over time of that learned behavior habitually, you get to a point and often make a joke if, you know, we see women putting on makeup while they're driving and it become an automatic behavior. And so what happens is the mind goes back to what is familiar. And that's why it's important to be conscious of what we're doing, because otherwise you go back to repeating what we used to do.
That makes a whole lot of sense. So let's talk more now about your 31-day guided wellness journal, which you have found so helpful. You refer to
Yes.
it as intentional thought tracking. What does that mean, and how exactly does the journal work to help these things?
Well, we have 14 different principles and things that you track mind, body, spirit. And what it basically does is allow you to see yourself. It shows you how you're reflecting and how you're being in the world. It helps you to be accountable for what you're doing to yourself instead of what the world's doing to you. There's an opportunity where, yes, you do set your intentions in there in the journal. And it gives you ability to reflect on those intentions on a daily basis to see how close you came into really you doing what you're doing. And intention is really giving the mind directives. It's getting it how I intend to do this today. It's giving the mind direction as to how you want to behave and be in the world. And at the end of the day, it allows you to refer to those intentions to see where you're off, where you're close, you know, what happened that you were not in alignment of it. And of course, it also tracks what are you drinking, what are you eating, your exercise habits, your emotional habits, your spiritual habits, your eating habits. Like, what did you eat? What did you drink? Was it cooked? Was it processed? So you get to understand what's going on in your body, in your mind, and how you are evolving over time on a daily basis to choose differently.
It's really interesting what you said about how we have unconscious beliefs that we're not even aware of them, but they're really affecting what we do. We don't think about them. Can you give us some specific examples of unconscious beliefs that sabotage our health that we become aware of through this journal?
We oftentimes, and I hear particularly when it comes to weight loss, you know, I can't lose weight. I'm too busy to eat healthy, or I can't stop eating sugar or sweet products. That's just a handful of things, but there are many things that a person unconsciously, when they come out of their mouth, they don't even know they're saying it. They're programming themselves and they're giving their mind directions to what they said they couldn't do. And so, of course, what it says it couldn't do, you can't, you can't. It shows you can't. And this is where the self-sabotaging starts to happen.
Okay, what a good point. I hear people say that all the time. My gosh.
Yes.
You also state that we shouldn't allow negative emotions to control us. Negative emotions, wow. How do we go about controlling that?
You have to recognize it's negative. And most people don't really know that, we have a program that we work with this journal that what emotions are negative? What characteristics do they have? How do they show up? In learning that, you get to track when they come up and how you're feeling. You take on these energetic fields in your body and you express them verbally and you express them behavior-wise.
Tell us what kind of results do people get from this program? On your website, you mentioned things like chronic pain issues, emotional health, finances. Can this journal address all these kinds of issues?
Yes, this journal pretty much addresses a lot of issues. The reason why is because the person, one, becomes more conscious that it is an issue because we can continually go on with the same patterns. Most people don't change until there's life-threatening or crisis. Most people don't change until they have to change. This is where the journal really starts to bring light to why not now? Don't get comfortable in the pain. Don't get comfortable with a certain weight. Don't get comfortable with the doctor said, because people do. They get comfortable and take it on as their identity. I don't think it's you have to if you're aware that you can change.
Just looking at my own life, I don't change unless I suffer some terrible consequence. And, it'd be nice. Why wait for that to happen? Let's change now. I want to talk more about some of your specific ideas, but right now I think we should have a music break. Aspen, what do you think?
What would our show be without music breaks? I just wanted to say, though, I owned a wellness center, and it was a rude awakening for me to realize that people would prefer to buy their health in a bottle. I was really shocked. I have known food to be medicine, but it can also be poison, and most people don't want to give up those comfort foods, which are actually part of their health problems. But enough about that. Marilyn, you picked a great song today. It's Golden by Jill Scott. Can you share with us why you chose that for today's show?
I chose it because we're living in a time of uncertainty. A lot of people feel they don't have control. Somehow their freedom was being taken. And what I know from a spiritual level, that we were born free because we have the ability to control our mind and our emotions. And in spite of uncertainty and things that are happening, we get to choose freedom.
That's a great reason for choosing the song.
Yeah.
Three-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, New York Times best-selling poet, and critically acclaimed actor are some of the titles held by Jill Scott. Golden is the first released single by Jill Scott from her third album, Beautifully Human, Words and Sounds, Volume 2. The song Golden is an uplifting anthem about embracing personal freedom, like you said, and living life to the fullest. The lyrics convey a sense of empowerment and self-expression. Overall, Golden encourages listeners to embrace their freedom, express themselves authentically, and live their lives with joy and purpose. It reminds us of the importance of cherishing our own personal sovereignty and utilizing it to live a fulfilling and meaningful life. Scott said that the song was inspired by her decision to take her freedom and pull it off the shelf. She wanted it to feel like a march with a beat in her head that would help her get from one spot to the next. So let's listen to Golden by Jill Scott off her album Beautifully Human, Words and Sounds, Volume 2. 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. And we are returning to our interview with Marilyn Fitzgerald, the president of Spirit Mind Body, LLC.
And that was a very inspiring, beautiful song. Thank you for choosing that, Marilyn, for us today. I'd like to talk about some of the specifics of your program that particularly I thought were fascinating. One thing is, many times you note that we only need 15 minutes a day of three exercises to stay in shape. Really? That would be great news. Let's hear about that.
Well, actually, it's a mind hack. Most of my clients are business professionals, and their thing is always, I don't have time. I don't have time. And what I know for sure is that if you particularly do 15 minutes of exercise, and if I choose those exercises, I generally choose exercises that work the entire body, you get to start building on that. In 15 minutes, some people can walk a mile. What happens is if you keep doing those 15 minutes, and as I said, this is a mind hack, you like it and you feel good. And you might go another 5 minutes and you might know another 10 minutes. And so it's a mind hack to really get people started. And over time, because I trained for triathlons, you get the build on it. You might start with a half a mile or you might start with a certain weight, but you get the build on it because you start to feel good. We talk about our state of being and who we are in the world. It shifts your mindset. And you can probably see in some of my interviews on social, you could see some interviews of people who used to say that, I don't have time. And then they get them and like, I gotta have this. I need this. So it's a mind hack. It gets you started. The goal is to hopefully with coaching, they really keep you on the path to really say, you know, I have time for me. I don't want to push me on the shelf.
That's an excellent mind hack, I might say, and I've used it myself. I always thought, I don't have time to meditate. You have to have 20 minutes. I don't have 20 minutes. So I decided 1 minute, and I started with 1 minute, and it's so great. It had such great effects that now it's like I spend, an hour every day doing meditation type things.
Me too.
Good, good. That really is a big help too. What kind of diet do you recommend? Anything specific?
I don't really recommend diets. I recommend people eating healthy and eating close to earth as possible, meaning less processed foods, more wholesome, earthy foods that were grown and not processed, and particularly eating more raw foods.
Okay. And what is your opinion of medications that people use for diet control, including Ozempic, which is very popular the last couple of years? Do you have opinions about those?
My first opinion is that, and this is not to take anyone or hurt anyone's feelings, is that I think it's a cheat way out. Because when we eat for certain reasons. And this is where you get the journal and find out why you're eating. Some people eat in order to eat away what they don't want to feel. And some people, and respectfully, me not pridefully, I eat to nourish my body. And when you are trying to change the external of the body, one, you don't understand your relationship with food. You don't get to fix that. And what I know for sure, according to neurosciences, some of the diseases that are happening are emotional based. And people who are having issues with foods don't understand the emotions that they're experiencing. If they don't resolve those, later can come out in a form of a health ailment. Medications might bring you down in size. But what I've learned that later on, it might come out in a disease. I will share with you just real quick. My mother is my mentor, and we grew up in an entrepreneur environment where we grew up in grocery business. As a little kid, I was there with my mom, and then we went into restaurant business for 25 plus years. So if you like food, you would love my mom. We fed Oprah Winfrey and many other celebrities over the years. But my point of saying this is that I never saw her ill as a child or adult. And 12 years ago, she was feeling discomfort under her bra line. And that discomfort led to a diagnosis, and she passed 7 weeks later. Why am I saying that? That's why I really, really am working with people, and they come to me and say, I want to change this body image. And I say, great, but I work holistic. We need to find out what's going on with your eating. What's going on with your emotions? And are you in pain? We need to look at those things because I don't want to fix a broken body. I don't want to exercise a broken body emotionally or physically. We need to get to the source. So, on my dime, generally people come off medications. They get to feel more energy. They get to understand why they're eating. And they get to feel more empowered when they understand why they're eating. Why they feeling their way and why their body is picking up weight. I believe a pill takes that from them. And I've worked with people who've had gastric bypass surgeries, and you probably heard the studies have said that they go on to drinking or taking drugs because they never resolve their relationship with food. And then to add to it, Ozempic has over 20 side effects, anywhere from diarrhea to constipation, headaches. And I believe when you put those things in the body, that's a body's reaction to saying, this is not working for me. And I truly challenge you to look at the testimonials of people that I've worked with. For instance, a gentleman who was 405 pounds for over 19 years. And he could have easily, you see my interview on my website or my socials. I asked him, why didn't he choose to go gastric bypass surgery? Why didn't he choose to go to that? Well, he knew there's side effects, that there's a side effects to going that path. And what he got to experience, you get to see in the interview when you go on my website, what he did. He took his power back. He got control of his life, where he got to see his relationship with food. So it's no longer a hidden in his emotional body.
Okay, it sounds very much like you are dealing with the source of the problem rather than the effects of the problem, which is ultimately always the best way. I'm wondering, I'd love to talk to you so much more, but we're getting close to the end of the hour here, or the half hour. Let me just clarify. A lot of your videos, and you've talked today about stressed out, high achieving business women. Do you also work with other stressed out women, like maybe a stay-at-home mom trying to juggle family demands or other kinds of stresses women have?
Yes, we do have. I've worked with several women, moms, and there's a interview with a mom who actually had seven children. She was married to an NFL player, and she called on me to really support her in getting on a health path where we were able to show her how to eat healthy and how to manage her emotions. So that's a great interview. You can go online and check. But yes, we do work with home-based moms too.
Okay, that's good to
Yeah.
know. Unfortunately, we're about the end of our show. There's so much more we could talk about, but people should contact you if they want to know more. So, if someone in our audience is interested in trying your wellness journal, how do they go about doing that?
Yes, they can actually go to my website, and I'm going to spell this out for you. It's goddess-personal-trainer.com. Or you can give me a call at 708-720-4317, 708-720-4317.
That's great. Marilyn, thanks so much for being with us today. This is a fascinating program. I wish we had more time, but maybe sometime in the future we can have you back. But again, thank you so much for coming today. It was a delight to talk to
Thank you for having
It is unfortunate, but once
me.
again, we have come to the end of our show, and that's all the time we have for today. But I love this subject, Kathy, you know that. And Marilyn Fitzgerald of Spirit Mind Body LLC, you have an amazing program. Your wellness journal is something I would be interested in, taking responsibility for my health. It fits with my lifestyle and resolutions for this year, and I'd like to say goodbye, brain fog. And thanks to all of you out there for supporting Broad Perspectives Radio at KXCI. You can learn more at our Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org. Right now, stay tuned because next up we have Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll see you next week.